Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got a new friend to join us. I met her recently, even though my company had been doing business with her company. My peeps had been working with her peeps for quite some time in doing what she does and doing what we do. But we met each other face-to-face a few months ago and found out about her book and was excited to have the opportunity to get her on the show to talk to us about her wisdom, her entrepreneurial wisdom. Her name is Jane Westman. She's the president of her own company, Jane Westman Public Relations. She's the author of Dive Right In, The Sharks Won't Bite. Jane, welcome to the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. Now, I know you won't mind me saying that you started your business in 1980 when I tell my audience that you were only 9 when you did that.
I'm sorry, Jim. I was only 6 at the time.
Oh, excuse me. Well, see, the 9 must have gotten turned upside down or something. But 1980, and I was telling the audience before you got here, I've done an awful lot of work over the years on women business ownership over the last almost 12 years since I've been doing my show. And in the last 20 years, it's gotten a lot easier for women. A lot of the barriers that inhibited women business owners in generations past have fallen by the wayside in the last 15 to 20 years. 30 years ago, 29 years ago, there were still a lot of those barriers up there.
Well, there certainly were. You know, there was a time when a woman could not get a credit card in her own name.
Right.
So some of the things that we take for granted today, actually, people had to fight for the right of women to get credit and for women to be in the workplace in a big way, the way they are today. Things are very, very different. And I am surprised sometimes when I speak to young people who take it for granted. They don't realize what people did ahead of them to pave the way for them.
Well, they need to realize that they're standing on the shoulders of women like you, Jane.
Well, you know, that's one of the big issues. When I grew up, there were not a lot of mentors. There were not a lot of women who were running their own businesses. And so we didn't know what the style of being a woman business owner was. You know, we used to think of women in business as very tough and sort of copying men, you know, wearing those dress for success suits and big shoulders and ties, et cetera, et cetera. And we didn't have an image of how to be a woman entrepreneur. Or how to be yourself. That's the key to being successful in business, is being authentic. But now there's so many organizations that mentor women business owners. There's so many places to turn. But Jim, I want to point out that some of the advice that I have and the things that I'm going to talk about today are good for men as well.
Absolutely.
I'm not just woman focused.
Well, I did want to point that out, though. I mean, I think I've interviewed enough women, including Lillian Vernon and ladies like that who went back into the 50s with their businesses. I've interviewed enough women who are pioneers in the industry, in the women business ownership world, and I just think you deserve that kind of recognition, and men and women should recognize your success. Jane, let's talk about what it took when you started your business. Let me say it this way. There are women listening to you right now who are where you were 29 years ago. What would you have liked for someone to have said to you when you started your business that you could say to them now?
I wish somebody had said there's no I in entrepreneur. In other words,
say that again. This is on the test, folks.
There is no I in entrepreneur. In other words, one of the things that happened to me was I felt alone and isolated because I kept thinking about starting the business as, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? How am I going to raise the money? How will I find clients? And what I now know is that it's all about building a team, or actually what I like to think about as three separate teams, a team of mentors, people you can turn to for advice because they wish to help you, professional advisors such as a lawyer and accountant, as well as people who you are going to work with. Never think about starting a business as something you are going to do alone, but think about how you're going to build a team around you to help you. And in order to build these teams that you need, you must have a very clear vision of what your business is, and you have to be able to articulate that vision. So when I mentor business owners, especially women, what I discover is that too often they know they want to start a business. They like the glamour, the idea of working on their own, of not having a boss.
And getting rich too, right?
Yes, that's part of it.
Some of them think that.
I see a lot of paralysis because they don't grab one idea. You must have one idea. You must commit to that idea. Too often, I speak to young people who talk about wanting to start this business or that business. I want to start an online business. No, I want to be an interior designer. No, I want to start some kind of a school for young kids. And they must choose one business and really stick to it. And when you make that commitment to one business, then you're going to move ahead.
Well, that's such an important thing that you just said, Jane, because what I tell people is find out what it is that you want to do more than anything else and do that, because as you well know, Jane, there are a lot of things about running a business that are like changing the diapers on a baby. You know, you love the baby, but you don't want to change the diapers. And so why do you come back and keep taking care of that baby? Because you love it so much. And your business is like that. And if you start a business just because you want to be a business owner and not because you love what that business does, I don't think you'll come back when the diapers are dirty. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%. But, you know, it's more than just loving the business, Jim. And nowadays you have to plan what is the market. Who's going to buy your product or service? That's another issue that I do hear a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I think people have had this advice, you know, do what you love and the rest will follow. But nowadays, with competition as severe as it is, what happens is I'll sit and talk with people who have a dream of starting a business, and they do say, I love this, I love that, I want to do this, I want to do that.
Just loving it won't make it happen. Jane, we got to take a quick break. Jane Westman, folks, is our guest. She's the author of Dive Right In, The Sharks Won't Bite. I told you we'd get smarter when Jane joined us. We come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to get a product off the ground, how to get your company out of the ground, and also, where do you get financing when it's tough to get financing? 20 after, stay with us.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band began to play every day. Like a wave on the ocean.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. You can find lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business to get the one out of the ground that you're starting or to continue to grow the one that you already have. If you want to read, you want to listen, we got something that will help you anywhere from 5 seconds to 15 minutes. So you can check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter. We've got a knowledge base there, askjim.biz, where you can ask a question, get answers. Lots and lots of stuff there, and I hope you'll do that. Jane Westman is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend, but we're going to fix that today. From now on, she's going to become not a new friend. She's going to be back, and she's got a lot to teach us. She's the author of Dive Right In, The Sharks Won't Bite, a new book. And Jane, tell us where the book's available and how we can find you online.
Jim, you can find me at westmanpr.com.
And that's one S, right?
Yes, WESMANPR.com, and that's the website for my public relations agency. And you can find my book online at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Right. Can they read a little more about it on your website?
But if people contact me and they want to read more about it, I'll put some excerpts up
on my website. All right, that sounds like a good idea. Jane, you were about to start talking about one of the most important parts about about being a business owner. Someone once told me, one of my mentors once told me, you can't be a leader if you can't get somebody to follow you. And taking that thought to the entrepreneurial level, you can't be a business owner if you can't get people to buy what you have to sell.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So in the early stages when you're thinking about the business that you want to create, you really need to think about who is going to buy your product or service. So many times I speak with young entrepreneurs who talk in glowing terms about the company that they want to start. And then I say, but who's going to buy from you? And it's amazing to me the blank and shocked look that they have on their faces. They haven't really thought about how they're actually going to market the product. They don't know if there is a market for the product. So before you start your business, you're going to have to find a way to test the waters.
Well, let's talk about some of the ways you do that. I mean, one of my friends, one of our Brain Trust members, Tim Berry, who's the world's business planning expert, says make a product and take it out and give it to people and see if they like it.
That's great. That's exactly what I would say. Is if you let's say, for example, you want to sell a new type of shoe or dress or jewelry. So you're in the fashion business. You need to make some samples and take them to boutiques or stores and see if there anybody's going to buy them. Or
you know the lady who made Spanx. You know the Spanx
yes,
lady.
Yes, of course.
She's been on the show before. She has a wonderful story where she actually made one of her Spanx. It's an undergarment for ladies, guys, if you didn't know. I know all the ladies know this. But Jane, she took it to Neiman Marcus, I think she was there, talking to the buyer, and the lady was having a hard time seeing, envisioning, I guess, this thing, and she says, well, look, will you follow me into the bathroom? And so they go into the bathroom, and they put the thing on, and she sold them, and the rest is history.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing you can do is you can test it on your friends and associates. Have a
yep.
party in your home and see who's going to actually buy the product from you. Not give it to them, but who really wants to buy the product from you. There are many ways to test.
And you get a lot of feedback there, too, not just whether they like it or not. They'll give you feedback on how much they like it or how much they don't like it or what parts they don't like.
You know, absolutely. Or if you're in the service business, which like I'm in, what I did was before I actually started my business, I went out there and I looked for clients. So by the time I started my business in January of 1980, I had 5 clients who I had developed over, you know, in November and December.
Mm-hmm.
I went and I met with people, and they said, great, we'll start with you on January 2nd. That's how I started my business.
So you lined them up before you got started. And that's,
I did.
Let me ask you a quick question. How long before you took a paycheck out of your company?
Boy, you know, I'm sorry, Jim, I can't remember, but I do remember that.
But you didn't take one the first week, did you?
Pardon me?
You didn't take one the first week, did you?
No, I didn't. I started my business. I believe I had $5,000 in those days. I started the business. I rented an office. I actually borrowed a typewriter. That's when we had typewriters. Borrowed a typewriter.
Oh, yeah.
Bought a few pieces of office furniture. And I paid for business cards and stationery, because don't forget, your business card is your best form of advertising. So that's how I spent my money.
But you didn't start your business expecting to be employed the first day, the first week, the first month.
I did.
In terms of getting a check, I mean, Jim,
you're gonna hate this, but the way that I've run my business since the beginning is I have my clients pay me up front. So my business runs in 30-day cycles. But
right.
don't forget, when I started my business, I already had 10 years of book publicity experience.
Right.
And so I simply started a business based on what I already knew. And
mm-hmm.
so I had a good network of people, and I was very lucky.
You were able to get a jump start there, and that's good. Jane, you have a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day and talk to us
about
this?
I'd be happy to.
We really need to hear what you have to say. The book is called Dive Right In, The Sharks Won't Bite by Jane Westman. That's one S in Westman. Jane, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Jane
Thank
Westman,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back, I promise. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.